This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
Now, deep diving back into Jermaine Cole, safe to say this is everybody right now looking at the landscape of hip-hop. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because, of course,
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I don't know who this man actually is in real life, but I just know he has to be irate at everybody using this image because it makes him look gluttonous, if that's the word. Yeah, gluttony. At its finest. I mean, that is insane, man. That is.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn. Look.
I know somebody in real life, whoever this depiction is about. He probably upset. He's like, hold up, now.
I know that ain't who I thought.
Why everybody keep using my picture, bro? I'm trying to enjoy three plates at the same time. Anyways, so that's all hip hop fans. That's basically a depiction of all hip hop fans, because in the year of 2026, we're only 2 months in, and we already have ASAP Rocky with his album that I think is phenomenal. We have Don Toliver with Octane, which may be the best hip hop project out right now. And of course, we have Jermaine's album, The Fall Off, which also is a pretty phenomenal album, in my opinion. And then, of course, we may have somebody else.
Is it okay? I got my dope on me.
Coming very soon. But, you know, my sources is I made it up. And then, you know, as far as Baby Keem, I wonder where he's been. It's almost like he's been waiting for a certain someone.
Is it okay? I got my dope on me.
Anyways, basically, that picture is to depict all the hip hop fans out there eating. Because safe to say, we're getting a lot of high quality content in such a short time in the year of 2026. Rap is not really taking the report I had. Well, a lot of people had, but you know, I definitely, you know, I put my twist on it. You know what I'm saying? Pause. No rap songs in the Billboard Top 40 for the first time in 35 years. I basically covered that October 31st, 2025. Essentially speaking, I think rap took that, you know, they took that like Michael Jordan. Be like, I took that personally. And we coming back with Avengers. Don Toliver currently has the most played project in the world. Jermaine definitely just had the lock. He just definitely locked the first most played project in the world whenever the week finishes. And then, you know, who knows what's coming next week? You know what I'm saying?
Is it okay? I got my dope on me.
Anyways, you know, I'm putting that dope to the side. This track right here, not gonna lie to you, this has to be the worst track off of the album. I know what you're saying.
I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
I know what you're saying. All that praise, just a deep dive into the worst track on the album. I have to do it because who in the world told Future Hendrix to come away from a solo project that is dropping this year, mind you. Once again, I made that up. But, you know, as far as Future dropping his project this year, mind you, who told him to leave that project to put this on Jermaine's album? I think we could have did without this. This man Future said, what do you know about my passion? What do you know about my pain? What do you know about my struggle? What do you know about Jermaine? You know what? That's very solid. Until you figure out that's the only part on this entire body of work. What in the actual?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
I know you did not have Future Hendrix on your project not to give a single verse.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
If I'm Pluto, aka Future, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm one of the most influential rappers of all time. You're not finna use me like Drake used Chris Brown for background vocals. You're not finna use me for ad-libs on your album? Nah, bro, I need a verse, bro.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
You're putting me on it's probably gonna be one of the most consumed hip-hop projects. And you only want me for the ad-libs? Now, that's not why I think it's one of the worst tracks. Honestly, I just don't think this meshes, especially over the production. I think Future and Jermaine could have had a more, Old Dog, I feel like, could have used Future. I think that would have been solid. Who TF Is You, I thought that could have used Future. There's other production off of this album that sonically I think Future would have fit better, right? Shout out to RDC. You know, I'm a huge RDC fan. so when it comes to that, I think this wasn't the greatest track. I honestly think this one, besides the What If, because, you know, I don't like the whole fictional scenario of Biggie and Tupac apologizing to each other. I'm thinking to myself, hold up, Jermaine. You're the only person out here apologizing. Don't put that on Biggie and Tupac.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So as far as Run the Train, you know, unfortunately, I think they should have ran this off of the album because I don't think it would have worked. Just put Future on one of the other up-tempo, braggadocious type of tracks, and I think it would have worked a lot better. So with that being said, yeah, after getting into my, you know, what I think is the worst track off of the album, let's get into the rest of the tracks in this in-depth Jermaine deep dive right now.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.